This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added 916,000 jobs in March as the unemployment rate fell to 6%. Job creation was nearly double the 468,000 in February when the jobless rate was 6.2%. Economics professor at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business, Austin Goolsbee, tells CNBC,
"The jobs market is actually better than it was before COVID began. But if you look down at the lower income paying jobs where the jobs got to be done on location, they're still really suffering. And this is the first of the big numbers that hopefully we're going to have 6, 8, 10 months in a row of big numbers like this."
Today is Good Friday, and many Christians around the world will be marking the day by commemorating the execution of Jesus Christ. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The Biden administration wants to open at least 10 emergency facilities for migrant children as thousands of illegal unaccompanied minors surge across the border. In Texas, El Paso Sector Chief Patrol Agent Gina Chavez says they have their hands full.
These are unaccompanied children that are showing up at our border, and every day our Border Patrol agents are out there with compassion and just taking care of these children.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. President Biden seems to be trying to move ahead with his promise to forgive student loans. Biden reportedly asking his education secretary to prepare a memo on his authority to cancel up to $50,000 in debt. On the campaign trail, he put the amount at $10,000, but is facing mounting pressure from progressives to wipe out more. Today is World Autism Day, and April is World Autism Month, with events and educational activities scheduled throughout the month. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline is $2.94. According to AAA, those prices may drop 5 to 10 cents over the next couple of weeks. One of the common themes we're hearing as to why gasoline prices have risen so much over the past 2 months is that demand is up and more people are out there driving. When in reality, Mark Moreno, founder of Climate Depot, tells USA Radio News this has a lot to do with President Biden's policy regarding energy.
When you're dealing with gas prices, it's kind of like the stock market. They get spooked easily, and they can fly up and down. And I think the gas prices, the mechanisms that set gas prices see the trend, and they see what's happening. American energy is going to be choked and squeezed, and therefore you're going to get rationing, and rationing leads to higher energy prices. So the ban on leasing, new prohibitions from Biden. In fact, the former Shell Oil president said, quote, creates a psychology in the industry that there's going to be less available. And that's why he says prices are going up. It really is. When you think of gas prices, think of like a stock market and how easily it's psychologically moved up and down each day.
United Airlines set to hire hundreds of pilots amid rising travel demand. The airline industry cut thousands of positions amid the pandemic, encouraging employees to take buyouts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? Of course you didn't. And that's the reason we do it, because it is hard. I mean, Democratic Republic is not an easy thing. You know, it's just like the woman asking Benjamin Franklin, you know, okay, what kind of government do we got? He says, well, a Democratic Republic, if you can keep it. It's in our hands, ladies and gentlemen. It's a government up for by we the people. We've got the government that we have created for ourselves. And so it's up to us to take charge and do something about it. But at the foundation of all of this is the Word of God and what God tells us about how a government should be operating. But if you remain ignorant and if that's not the basis and it's not even part of the conversation, then we miss out on so many foundational issues that are just, you know, they're critical to its future and to not only the establishment, but its sustenance. It's good to have you with us. Just about 7 minutes after the top of the hour, and Rabbi Jason Sobel joins us now. His brand new book, Mysteries of the Messiah, Unveiling Divine Connections from Genesis to Today. God, who is the author and finisher of our faith, is still writing our story, isn't he, Rabbi?
Yes, he is. Thank God for that.
Amen. Amen. And we know the manner in which he writes things, it is perfect, even though it may be manifest a little goofy, because his creation is a bit goofy right now without, you know, the total order that he wants. And, you know, like the Old Testament says, we'll get into that cycle of where we see things according to our own eyes. We think we know better. And, you know, how do you like me now?
Yeah, I mean, in Hebrew, and we write in Mysteries of the Messiah, there's one letter difference between exile and redemption, and exile is chaos. And
yes,
it's the Hebrew letter Aleph, the letter that most represents the names of God and the person of God. And the point is that when you take God out of your life, when you take God out of culture and society and schools, what are you left with? You're left with a state of chaos. And
exactly,
the way to reverse that chaos is to invite the Aleph, God, and his word back in. That brings order out of chaos, just like it did in the creation account.
Exactly. Well, that was the thing. You look at the creation account, Genesis 1. You know, it was dark, it was chaotic, and the Spirit of God hovered over it, because God's ultimate intent is that there would be order, right? God cannot live in something chaotic.
No, life can't exist. Life can't exist where there's chaos. Chaos is like the old show Maxwell Smart. The enemy was chaos, the bad guy,
yes,
right?
Yes,
and,
exactly.
And there's actually this, what I call the chaos creation continuum. On the one side, there's chaos. On the other side, there's control. I think what we see in our nation is that people are trying to create chaos to bring greater control, but order is the middle path between chaos and control. But to have order, we need the Lord and his word, and that's kind of what we're talking about in Mysteries of the Messiah.
Well, exactly, because who's going to be the boss of you? What can you trust? I mean, the history of man is replete with this idea that man can, take care of it and handle it. And what happens is we see in the wake of each of these attempts, the devastation of humanity. Millions of people are dead because man thought that they could do a better job than God.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think as we come into this Passover Easter season, this is why ultimately Jesus, his Hebrew name Yeshua, had to die on the cross. It goes back to the very first, in what happens in the garden. Man and woman took from the tree, and when they took from the tree, it led to chaos, it led to exile, it led to disconnection. That's why we call it the mystery of the cross. That's why Jesus had to die on the tree. We stole from the tree. So God put back on the tree for you and me to make a repair and connection. His hands were pierced because we stole from the tree. His side, because the woman who led us into temptation was the one taken from the side. The crown of thorns on his head, because what's the sign of the curse of creation? The ground will produce thorns and thistles. He took the curse on his head to restore the blessing and bring back order into our life. And apart from the cross, we can't overcome the chaos.
Rabbi, I love how you did that, and you did that so quickly that I want people to really pause just a moment. You know, like the Bible writes, you know, you have those Selah moments, and it's that pause, that just that simple little word, Selah, for us to, you know, appreciate something profound that we need to meditate on it. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go through that one more time, if you would, please, because you blessed us, and I want people to bathe in that blessing for just a moment on how you describe that. Go ahead and do that again, if you would.
Yeah, the cross is so significant. I mean, Jesus had to die on the cross because sin entered the world when the first man and woman stole from the cross. So we stole from the tree. God put back on the tree Jesus to bring redemption and to make an atonement and a repair for what we had done wrong. His hands were pierced because our hands stole from the tree. His side was pierced because Eve, the one who led him into temptation, was the one taken from the side. So Jesus is the second Adam. Eve is and he has to make atonement for Eve, the one taken from his side. His feet were pierced because the first messianic prophecy was that the seed of the woman, the Messiah, Genesis 3:15, would crush the head of the serpent. Satan is mocking the promises of God. He's like, you think you're going to crush my head? I'm going to nail your feet to the tree. He was mocking it, but he was actually fulfilling it. And whatever's going on in our world, in our country, Satan might mock it. He might try and throw a wrench in it, but God is using it to complete it and bring about his program. His design won't be destroyed. And then Jesus had a crown of thorns on his head because what's the curse of creation? The ground will produce thorns and thistles.
Right.
He's literally taking the curse on his head to reverse the curse and restore the blessing. God appeared to Moses actually not in a burning bush, but the Hebrew is very specific. We talk about this in Mysteries of the Messiah, a burning thorn bush. Why in a burning thorn bush? Because God is saying to Moses, thorns represent exile and pain. God is saying to Israel through Moses, I feel your pain. Jesus, with the crown of thorns on his head, is saying even more so to all people, all time, I identify with your pain, I feel your pain, and I'm with you in it.
Wow. Wow. You know, I'll tell you, so often when you are given revelation, and you understand the fullness of God's love, and just as you describe all this, I mean, who else but God Almighty, but Allah could do this, you know, and lay all this out in such a way? And this is what I tell people all the time, and when you study the Word of God, you appreciate that God is not willy-nilly. I mean, it's not some kind of theoretical deal. I mean, everything that God does is for a specific purpose, isn't it?
Yeah, God doesn't waste any words. He works all things out together for good. And when we understand how it all connects together, it's one of the reasons why we wrote Mysteries of the Messiah. It gives us that sense of wonder and awe that he is bigger than it all, and he is working it all together. for his greater purposes and glory. It's really kind of breathtaking. It's kind of like...
It really is. Wow. I tell you, we've got to go to break, and we'll pause for a moment, and we'll let you get another breath.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back. back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And our conversation with Rabbi Jason Sobel continues. His new book, Mysteries of the Messiah, Unveiling Divine Connections from Genesis to Today. I tell you, so often when we have the honor of visiting with a Messianic Jew, Rabbi, as Jason Sobel is, it really brings added dimension and understanding to the Word of God. Jason, I tell you, I am always so blessed because of, you know, your background and your understanding of Hebrew culture and the language. And, you know, it's hard to translate into the English language because English is so dynamic. But when you appreciate the Hebrew and the richness of the words, it leaves me, you know, as you said earlier, it leaves one in awe.
Yeah, it brings a new dimension. That's part of our passion and why we wrote Mysteries of the Messiah. We want people to see the Bible in high definition. I'll never forget, I went out before the Super Bowl one year, bought a high definition television, watched. I was like, this isn't so great. Watched the whole game. At the end of the show, I'm flipping through the channels and I have a realization. I watched the whole game in standard definition, not realizing that the higher channels were high definition. When I saw it in high definition, I'm like, wow, that does make a difference. And it's that's what we want to do. We want to help people see how the old and the new connect so that it comes to life. People don't settle for half an inheritance. Many Christians settle for the new. Many Jews settle for the old. But the fullness, the full understanding,
exactly,
to come alive is when the old and the new connect.
Well, just like we were talking about in the first segment, when you pause for a moment and you realize how specific God is. You know, even when you read in the Old Testament about how God was to be worshipped, there wasn't, you know, some just general concept. I mean, it was very specific. And this is what God does, and you appreciate in His Word. But if you are not connected to His Word, like you say, you miss out on, you know, the blessings that are there and the understanding of Almighty God, that in the midst of all this chaos and pandemic that we're dealing with and everything, you realize that, you know, God's got this.
You know, truth transforms. If you know the truth, it will set you free. You know, and as we come into this season, it is so important. An example of what you're saying is, of God in the details of these connections is the mystery of Good Friday. You know,
yes,
all the days Jesus had to die, why does He pick this day? Obviously, there has to be a reason. Well, and think about it for a moment. Friday on the Hebrew calendar is the sixth day. Well, what day was man created? He was created on the sixth day. In Jewish thought, we fell on the sixth day. We lost six things as a result of the fall. When Jesus comes, He dies on the sixth day to restore everything that was lost. That's why He does the first miracle of the water into wine with six stone pots. He's restoring the blessing that was lost. The reason why the first miracle is the water into wine is because He's dying at Passover. What was the first miracle Moses did when he came to redeem the children of Israel out of Egypt? He turned the water into blood, but Jesus doesn't come to bring death. He comes to bring life, and we might have it more abundantly. So He turns the water into wine, six stone pots, dies on the sixth day. But, of course, there's more because Hebrew's alphanumeric. There are no numbers in the Bible. You write letters with numbers. The number six in Hebrew is the letter Vav. The letter Vav is literally the number of connection. It's the conjunction and. The first place it occurs is Genesis chapter 1. God connects the heaven and earth. That's the letter Vav. It's the number six. When we sinned, we broke the connection between heaven and earth. We broke the Vav. He dies on that cross to restore that connection for us, to bring life and blessing.
And there's so much more, too. And Rabbi, unfold that a little bit more. I mean, because I've heard this before about Vav. And, you know, you're touching on it, and it's so, so powerful. But there's more dimension to this, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so much more. I mean, when you think about the letter Vav, it occurs in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 in Hebrew. There's seven Hebrew words. The sixth word begins with the letter Vav. It's the letter that connects heaven and earth. The Vav is actually in the shape of, you could say, a nail.
Yes,
on the sixth day, his hands are nailed. His hands are nailed to the cross, and so you see this. And so part of the significance of what you see here as well is that you see this even with this idea of the mark of the beast being 666. So if 6 is the number of the physical world, okay, in Hebrew, anytime you say something three times, like holy, 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 it's the most. Mm-hmm. So 666 is complete physicality apart from spirituality. It's gaining the whole world, but losing your soul. And
exactly.
When you do that, you're nothing more than a beast. But what's interesting is that, what's interesting there is that Jesus equals 888. You know? And so he's higher than the mark of the beast. He's greater than the mark of the beast. Right? So Jesus dies on the sixth day. He's in the tomb on the seventh day, the Sabbath. He's resting, and he rises from the dead. It's the first day, but it's also the eighth day of the week. Why is that significant? Eight is the number of new beginnings. Eight is the number of resurrection. Eight is the number of the supernatural. Jesus was the son of David. David is the eighth son of Jesse. If you turn eight on its side, it's the number of infinity. When he died, he came to bring the eight, the supernatural state, so that we can find eternal life, blessing, and new beginning in him. And it all connects together, and that's what we talk about in Mysteries of the Messiah.
Wow, this is so cool. I got to tell you, you're going to have to get your hands on this book, ladies and gentlemen, because, I mean, the rabbi is just, you know, ripping this off. I mean, this is just, you know, this is true revelation. You know, Jason, as you were understanding this and you're peeling back the onion skin of understanding of God's word and all this coming together, I mean, how many times did your head explode?
I mean, so many times. I mean, so many times. I mean, it just made me fall more in love with the Lord, with Yeshua Jesus, with his word. And it just, you know, I think so many times, you know, someone said, in the Western culture, we won't die from a lack of want, we'll die from a lack of wonder. And it's like, I think so many people are like, finding God's word boring. And it's not boring. It's not boring if you dive into the mysteries of it.
Exactly. Right. Well, and the thing is, you know, as you were saying, and you appreciate and understand the author and finisher of our faith and what God has laid out for us, you cannot help but come away and love Jesus all the more to be that willing sacrifice for our sins and to reunite us with, you know, God's original intention to bring us back home. How do you, like I said, I'm in awe and my heart is exploding, just as you said, with, you know, love for God and love for Jesus for what he did for us.
He's so good. I mean, it's really, how can you even thank him enough or praise him
exactly.
enough, right? I mean, it's like one of the mysteries that blew me away in the book that we talk about is the mystery of the broken tablets. You know, Moses goes up the mountain, he gets the first set of 10 commandments, he comes down, he sees the people committing the golden calf, he smashes the tablets, he begs for their forgiveness, God gives him the second tablet, he comes down. The question is, what does he do with the broken set of tablets written by the finger of God?
Right.
In Jewish thought, the broken tablets are placed in the ark with the whole tablets, and every time the ark would move, they'd rumble. Why is that important? It teaches us that brokenness comes, wholeness comes out of brokenness. But there's a picture of the Messiah there, because the first set of tablets are like Jesus' first coming. He was broken like those tablets because of our sin. We committed sin, idolatry, like the children of Israel. He was broken like those tablets. At the second coming, which is like the second tablet, the whole tablets, he's going to make us whole.
Gotta leave it there.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added 916,000 jobs in March as the unemployment rate fell to 6%. Job creation was nearly double the 468,000 in February when the jobless rate was 6.2%. Economics professor at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business, Austin Goolsbee, tells CNBC,
"The jobs market is actually better than it was before COVID began. But if you look down at the lower income paying jobs where the job's got to be done on location, they're still really suffering. And this is the first of the big numbers that hopefully we're going to have 6, 8, 10 months in a row of big numbers like this."
Today is Good Friday, and many Christians around the world will be marking the day by commemorating the execution of Jesus Christ. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Happy Easter, happy Good Friday to you. We've got Paul Batura with us. He's the Vice President of Communications at Focus on the Family. Paul, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to be with you on such a special day.
It really is such an awesome day. You think about it. Today's Friday, and Sunday is just around the corner when the big discovery and the fulfillment of yet another promise from God. But this was the ultimate promise, wasn't it?
It was, and it's such a turning point, basically, on which all the rest of history swings. Mm-hmm. It's so good that we call it Good Friday, even though the very worst tragedy of all time happened. But that's, to me, that's the great takeaway, is that the difference a day can make, where the horror of Good Friday turns into the joy of Easter Sunday. And that's what we live for, and that's why we're talking about it 2,000 mm-hmm. years later.
Well, J.R.R. Tolkien, as you wrote, coined the phrase eucatastrophe. Break that down and describe what J.R. Tolkien meant by this.
Yeah, I love that. And All of your listeners are familiar with him as the great writer he was. He was writing an essay talking about fairy tales. And he was saying that when you look at a story, if you were to map out and realize why a story is a good story, it's because, he said, they normally start out good, but then something happens that turns a very good thing bad. But then there's that sudden turn of events. He called it the sudden glimpse of truth that happens when the very bad thing becomes very good. And that's a pattern in fairy tales. It's a pattern in movies today. But he said the ultimate eucatastrophe is the crucifixion and then the resurrection, which proves that everything and anything is possible.
when you think about what had to be transpiring in the minds of his followers, I mean, here Peter already denies him. You know, the Bible's clear. You attack the shepherd, the sheep scatter, and they scattered. And with them disconnected from Jesus, as Jesus would soon be disconnected from the Father, which was, you know, can you imagine what he went through? I mean, always united with the Father, and finds himself at that point of discernment to realize that his own Father had turned his back on him.
Yeah, that's the horror of the day. You try and put yourself in that place. If all the people, the one person that loved you, seemed to have abandoned you, how devastating that must have been. And of course, as mere mortals as we are, how must it have been for those apostles and disciples to be watching it all and to realize it's over? You know, the 3 years went too quickly. It seems that the promise would not be fulfilled. And yet there they slouch off and walk away. And little did they know, they should have known. He talked about it all the 3 years. You know, a lot of your listeners know Charles Wesley, the great hymn writer.
Yes.
I love his story, Bill, because he talked, you know, you think he was a giant of the faith, and he was. He's the, you know, one of the founders of Methodism. But he wrote, he had a tough time when he came over to America. He wrote in his journal, "Life is bitterness to me." He was getting into fights, theological fights, personal gripes with people. But when he went back home to England, he had a kind of a moment and where he realized God was with him all every step of the way. You know, he's the one who wrote, "Christ the Lord is risen today." Many of us are going to sing that on Sunday.
Exactly.
And one of the great lines culled from Scripture in that hymn is, "Where, O death, is now thy sting?" And that's why we can you know, live as we do without that hanging over our heads.
You know, one of the things I've been doing this Lenten season, Paul, is a rediscovery of, you know, where it all began in the Garden of Eden and what Jesus did and how he redeemed every aspect of the curse that was placed upon the first family because they disobeyed God. And here it is. I mean, just as God had to turn his back on the first family and exile them out of the Garden of Eden, Jesus was taking that exile and redeeming it when God turned his back on him, because he became that perfect sacrifice to bring us back home.
Amen. Amen. That is you paint a good picture there, Bill. And I love the symmetry of Scripture, to go from the Garden of Eden to the garden the night before Jesus was crucified, and
right,
and from the tree of death to the tree of life. You know, it's all over Scripture, and it's rich and very, very powerful.
Yeah, well, you know, people wonder, and sometimes they ask the question, you know, why did Jesus have to go to the cross, Paul? Why did he have to die for us? You know? It's something to ponder, because you sit there and you go, why? But, you know, for him to do something, again, counter what the first family did in disobeying God, even though he had a lot more awareness. I mean, Adam and Eve were duped into thinking that, no, surely you're not going to die, Satan told them. And they kind of bought into that. And they bought into that aspect of our humanity that says, you're not the boss of me. And they acted on that. But here, Jesus, as the suffering and willing servant for all of us, goes to the cross. And sometimes you wonder, you know, because my grandson asked me that question, why did Jesus have to die on the cross? And part of me wanted to say, because he wanted to. But it's much more than that. But, you know, he's 6 years old. So, you know, the idea that, you know, some child would want to do something or perceive that somebody would want to do this. But Jesus, he wanted to do this to bring us all back home, because he was the only one that could have done it. There wasn't anybody else that could be that perfect sacrifice. And as we, you know, we learn through the Scripture and how we worship God and how, and sometimes I think we, particularly in the West, our Western approach to God is sometimes too casual, I believe. And that, you know, go ahead.
No, it is. And he obviously he paid the price, and we get the reward. It's hard to fathom. It's hard to fully get your arms around. you know, you and I both love the late Paul Harvey. I know,
yeah,
the
right.
old
yes.
radio commentator. Mm-hmm. Every Saturday before Easter of all his radio career, he gave what he said was the shortest sermon, Easter sermon that they would hear each year. And it was so simple. I remember it by heart. It was Jesus lived the good life in a wicked world to show us that it could be done. And he lived and he died and he rose again to show us that we could do that too. And that to me summarizes what happened in a very, very marvelous way, that Christ's resurrection, of course, foreshadows ours on that great day.
Yeah. Paul, you made mention of this, that a difference a day can make. I mean, it's Friday, and the Lord is crucified. He's in the grave. Saturday, you know, the apostles, and I'll tell you, Roma Downey in Mark Burnett's new movie points this out, is that here they are huddled together, wondering what's going to happen. You know, they killed you. They killed the leader. They're going to come after him. I mean, you know, you got the Roman... You know, the Roman guard, you've got the establishment of the religious order of the day. They had to be next. And there they are in, you know, all their humanity, worrying what was going to happen. But eventually they come to the realization that they couldn't trust man, but they could certainly trust God, right?
They sure can. And I that phrase, the difference that they can make, let's personalize it. There are people listening right now who are really up to their eyeballs. I mean, they're burdened, they're fearful, they're scared. They don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. They can't even see through the tunnel. It's so dark. And to those, that's the message, is to hold on, to hang tight, that, you know, the sun will come back and the clouds will part. We live in Colorado Springs here, and the mountains are literally hanging over our town.
Mm. But storms, I love Pikes Peak.
But storms come in, Bill, and there are times when you cannot see the mountain. It's completely gone. And if you were just to land here, you'd think there's no mountains here. But it's there, even behind the clouds. It's up there. It never moved. And that's the same way with the Lord. He's always there, no matter how hard and no matter how tough your day is going. The sickness, the financial challenges, the relationship woes you're in, hang tight and hold on to him. The better days are coming.
Well, Paul Batura, we got to leave it there. Thank you so much. Happy Easter to you. The Vice President of Communications at Focus on the Family has been our guest, Paul Batura. Thank you, Paul. Take care. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. You too.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Martinez live. Joy to the world, be
now in over 260 markets across this country. Thank you so much for partnering up with us and maintaining your commitment to do what it takes to get this country back on track. It is Good Friday, and as is tradition here on Bill Martinez Live, I have to share with you probably one of my favorite sermons from Tony Campolo, an American sociologist, pastor, author, public speaker, former spiritual advisor to U.S. President Bill Clinton. He's known as one of the most influential leaders in the evangelical left. He's been a major proponent of progressive thought and reform within the evangelical community. We're going to listen to a special a recount of a sermon that he was exposed to after giving a sermon himself there in Pennsylvania. Here's Tony Campolo.
I belong to an African-American church because living in West Philadelphia, as I have over the years, my church lost all of its members as the community changed racially. Black people moved in and the white people moved out. And when the church was about to close, my father said, well, we've got to find another church. And the nearest Baptist church, because we're Baptists, was African-American. So we went there, Mount Carmel Baptist Church. And old Dr. Hugger would have us do this preach-off once a year. And white people don't even know what they are. You get about six, seven preachers, and you preach back-to-back. It goes on and on and on for hours. And you know how you're doing in my church. One time I was preaching in my church, and nothing much was happening. I knew I was dying on my feet, and some lady on the last row yelled, help him, Jesus! Help him, Jesus! And I knew my sermon wasn't going over well. Likewise in my church, when you're really pumping on all cylinders, the deacons sit right up front, right underneath the pulpit. And every time you say something good, the deacons yell, preach, brother, preach, preach. You know, I would do great if I just could take my deacons with me anywhere, because they encourage you beyond words when you're preaching. Yeah. And the women in my church, they put one hand in the air and they go, well, That's all they do. Well, you get 67 women going, well, every time you say something good,
yeah.
Your hormones bubble.
Well, that can move something.
That's right. And the men in my church, when you're really delivering the word, or as they say, have gotten down, they'll stand up and yell, keep going. Keep going, baby. Keep going. Keep going. They'll stand up and point at you and yell at them. I don't get that from white people.
Yeah.
White people look at their watches and say, stop, stop. But in my church, it goes the other way. Well, we were having our preach-off. There were seven of us preaching back-to-back, and it was my turn. And I don't want to brag, but I was good. And the people were yelling, well, and preach, and keep going, and I feed on that. The more they did it, the better I got. The better I got, the more they did it. I want to tell you, I got so good, I wanted to take notes on me. When I finished, that place exploded. There was cheering and clapping. I sat down. My pastor hit my knee. He said, you did all right. You did all right. I said, Pastor Egert, you're next. Are you going to be able to top that?
How do you follow that up?
Yeah, he said, son, sit back, because the old man is going to do you in. I didn't think anybody could do it that day.
Yeah.
That sucker got up, and he did me in with one line over and over again. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Doesn't sound like much, but you weren't there. He started off nice and soft. It was Friday, and the Satan seemed to be in control. Jesus was dead on the cross, but that's because it was Friday. Sunday's coming. Friday. Friday, people are saying, as things have been, so they shall be. You can't change things in this world, but they don't know. It's only Friday, he yelled. Sunday's coming, and people are going, preach, keep going. Friday. Friday, they're saying darkness is everywhere, and hopelessness and despair is ruling the world. But I'm here to give you the good news. It's only Friday. Sunday's coming, and people are cheering like mad by this time. He went on and on. Friday, Sunday's coming. Friday, Sunday's coming. He got to the end of that sermon, and he just yelled at the top of his lungs, Friday! Without hesitation, that whole congregation yelled back, Sunday's coming! And that's the good news. As much as there is despair in the air, as much as it seems as though we're losing ground to the forces of darkness, I've got good news. And it's the good news of my pastor. It may look like everything's lost, but it's only Friday. Sunday's coming. We've got a God who can turn things around.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Tony Campbell, Professor Emeritus of Sociology in Pennsylvania. Dr. Tony, the kingdom of God, that's what Jesus preached.
Yeah, it's, you know, if Jesus had to reduce his message to a soundbite, that would be it. The first words out of his mouth in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the first words are, I have come to declare that the kingdom of God is at hand. You can't have the kingdom without kingdom people. Sometimes mainline churches forget that. They want to change the world, but they have forgotten that before you can change the world, you got to change people. The kingdom of God is transformed people living in a transformed society. It's a society in which government, in which the economic system, in which the educational system, the recreational system, all things function in accord with the will of God. But you're not going to have that kind of society unless people themselves are transformed. And there are a lot of characteristics of the kingdom of God. One is justice for the poor and the oppressed. That people's economic needs are met. That people are not seduced by a consumeristic society. But there's a big theme that I preach a great deal. And that is the kingdom of God is also a party.
Yes.
And I'm sure you were going to drive to that.
Right. That's what I... Well, you know, hey, Jesus knows how to party. I mean, after all, and like you said, the stage is set. I mean, we're reminded in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, everything operating in the rhyme and reason that God intended it to be. What more could you want?
I want you to add one more thing.
Okay.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
Yes.
The kingdom already exists in heaven. God's will is done up there. The question is, does he have a people? And are you and I willing to become some of those people who will work to see that his will is done on earth as it is in heaven? We dare not pray for the kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. We dare not pray that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven unless we ourselves are willing to submit ourselves to that end. When I say party, every time there's a response to the gospel, it's party time. You think of Zacchaeus, the little man. Everybody hated Zacchaeus because he was a tax collector that ripped people off. Jesus comes marching down Main Street, and the crowd lined the sidewalks, and they pushed little Zacchaeus, he's a shirt guy, into the background. And you know the song from Daily Vacation Bible School. He climbs up in the sycamore tree, for he wanted his Lord to see. At last the Savior came walking by, and he yells, "Yo, Zach, come on down. We're going to your house today. We're going to have a party." So the next time they ask you, "What time is it?" you say, "It's party time." And it's the same with the prodigal son. Remember the boy that takes half of his father's money and goes off and spends it in riotous living, ends up feeding the pigs. You know what that meant in the Israeli world, in the Jewish world, to feed pigs. And he would love to have the slop that the pigs are eating. And he says, "I don't have to put up with this. There are guys that work on my father's farm that live well. I know what I'll do. I'll go home and I'll ask my father for a job on the farm." Well, if you're going to go home after blowing half of your father's income, you'd better rehearse your speech. And all the way home, the kid's rehearsing it. "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against thee. I am no longer worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of your hired servants." The Bible says, "And the father saw him when he was a long way off and runs out and throws his arms around his son. And the son starts the speech. 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against thee.' The father's not listening. 'Bill, don't get some clothes. This kid's in rags.' Son saying, 'I am no longer worthy to be called thy son.' 'Harry, get a ring. Put it on his finger. Bill, go out behind the barn and there's a fat calf. Kill that sucker. I am no longer worthy to be called thy son. Knock it off, son. You're home. We're going to have a party.' So the next time you ask what time it is, you as a Christian ought to say it's party time.
Party time.
Jesus says whenever anyone comes to know him as Lord and Savior, that the angels in heaven have a party, celebrate. The kingdom of God is marked by celebration and joy. To become a Christian is not to be some deadhead, boring person, but to come alive in the joy of what God is doing in the lives of people who surrender to him and in the world that is being transformed by those people."
Amen. Dr. Tony, it seems like the signs that we're talking about are coming soon and very soon these days.
Yes, and we need to look at both sides. Jesus, when he talked about the end times, gave a wonderful parable. He said it's like this. The kingdom of God is likened unto a man who plants wheat in the field. He sows wheat seeds. And the wheat begins to grow. And the evil one comes and sows tares or weeds. And the weeds begin to grow alongside of the tares. And the servants come to the master and say, "What should we do? Pull up the weeds?" He said, "You can't do that without destroying the wheat. Let the two grow up together. And come the harvest, we will separate the wheat from the tares, and the tares, the weeds, shall be thrown into the flames." The point of the story is clear. The tares, which Jesus specifically says represents the kingdom of evil, is growing stronger and stronger every day. You can't pick up the newspaper without being aware that evil has never been more prominent, that corruption is never more evident, that the denigration of the evil one is everywhere at hand. And it's enough to discourage anybody, except that Jesus reminds us that not only are the tares growing, not only are the weeds growing, but the wheat is also growing, which is the kingdom of God. In short, the kingdom of evil has never been stronger or more evident than it is today, but neither has the kingdom of God.
Amen. Dr. Tony Campolo, alumnus, professor emeritus of sociology at Eastern University in Pennsylvania. My prayer this Good Friday for you is that whatever it is that is your Friday, remember, Sunday is coming.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.